This is Rhema for Today.
You know, said, well, we're closing tonight now, you know, and tonight will be the final night, you know. And old Uncle Jacob just jumped up and said, young man, we're not closing. He said, I've never been anywhere without people getting baptized with the Holy Ghost in all in 50 years of ministry, and I don't intend to start it now. I wanted to show you the tenacity of those old timers. They didn't start out to fail. They started out to succeed, and they'd stay there till they did. They'd stay with it, bless God. Amen. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Amen. They got as many people out there as you could. As many as you had to felt on were healed. But here, you got it that the man was healed on his own faith. He had faith to be healed. He got it by hearing the gospel. Now, you come down here to this, and then you see the special, God wrought special miracle by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick, handkerchiefs or aprons of the diseases departed from, evil spirits went out of. So you come now to the 28th chapter of Acts. I just wanted to review those and show you the various methods. You see, this is the first reference that we have where somebody, an individual, ministering healing, prayed. You notice that? The 8th verse. And Paul entered in and prayed. And then, really, this is the first reference you have of anybody laying hands. Literally laying hands. Peter did take the man by the hand and lift him up, that lame man, see? Other than the Bible saying, by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Yet this is the first reference that specifically said that he laid hands on him. Now, we ought to see folks healed today because the church is the same, the head of the church is the same, the Holy Ghost is the same. So we ought to see people healed today the same way they were then. And did you ever notice the variety of methods or means through the Acts of the Apostles here? And like I said, God will use one way. And they'll emphasize that because that's the way they minister. Yet here's someone else that may not have any supernatural manifestations. When I say that, I'm talking about gifts of the Spirit. Their shadow didn't fall on anybody and heal anybody. They had no particular revelation of the condition of somebody, but just taught them the Word. Had great success, phenomenal success. In fact, I remember this. I talked about Brother Flagler. Now, Brother Flagler lived there in East Texas, and he was the father-in-law of Brother Bert McCafferty, who taught in Southwestern Bible Institute. And so Brother Flagler, my wife and I were in their home, there was a lady that he knew ever since his little girl. She's 36 years old, he's 72. And they'd brought her back home. Her mother lived down the road, because actually we're out in the country, you see. There's this church right close by there, a country church. And full gospel, and then there's a field. Well, you know, I don't know. The fact they had a garden out there, some little distance, maybe 500 yards, to this other house. And see, and this was 1943. Well, the war was on. The man and his wife lived in Tyler. They were full gospel people. But see, everybody's busy. He couldn't hire anybody. You couldn't find anybody to stay with her. So they put an ambulance and brought her back to her mother's for her mother to sit. She's bedfast. Bedfast, dying with terminal cancer. Now, we were there in the meeting for 2 weeks, you see. Brother Flagler would go down there every day and minister to her. Now, see, he's 72 years, he'd been doing that for years, ministering to people, just as a layman, not as a minister. And he said to me and to his pastor, both of us had a similar experience in that we had been given up to die by medical science and had been healed. Both of us had been healed when we were teenagers. He was an older teenager. I was only, when I was healed, well, I was in my mid-teens when I became bedfast. And so he was about 19. And so Brother Flagler said, Brother Hagin and Brother Smith, he said, I believe, you know, I'm not going to try to tell you what to do. You know, he's a very humble man, but he said, I just believe this in my spirit. You pray about it, see what you think about it. If you just go give her your testimony to inspire her faith. I've been giving her the Word. Besides that, I've known her ever since she's a little girl. She raised up a Pentecostal church. So she had heard to some extent, healing preached all of her life. And I visited her every day. I mean, he'd been visiting her for weeks, every single day, reading the Bible to her. So he just stayed on that case. See, I think that's where his success was. I mean, like a bulldog, just take hold, wouldn't turn loose. So like I remember when I first came over into the Pentecostal movement, I heard of an older minister. You see, he's 80-some-odd years old. Old Uncle Jacob Miller. And he's one of these hard hitters, all right. From here in Oklahoma, and I never preached in Oklahoma anything, but some of the Oklahoma preachers went out to California, and they wanted him to come out home. So he went out at age 83 to hold up meeting. Now, his ministry was more in the line of getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. He'd just get more people baptized with the Holy Ghost accidentally than most people would on purpose. But he preached in this church in California for 2 solid weeks. Nobody got baptized. Now, they didn't know so much about laying on hands, they'd tear in the altar, but nobody got saved. Nobody got baptized the Holy Ghost. 2 weeks. Well, the pastor was a convert. He got saved and filled the Holy Ghost under his ministry, so it's his spiritual daddy. And he hadn't talked to him. He just got up and said, well, we're closing tonight now, tonight will be the final night, And old Uncle Jacob just jumped up and said, young man, we're not closing. He said, I've never been anywhere without people getting baptized with the Holy Ghost and all in 50 years of ministry, and I don't intend to start it now. I wanted to show you the tenacity of those old timers. They didn't start out to fail. They started out to succeed, and they'd stay there till they did. They'd stay with it, bless God. Amen. Amen. And that third week, people started getting baptized in the Holy Ghost, and finally wound up 143 of them filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Had a landslide. Amen. No, said, I'm not quitting. I don't intend to. See? Stayed with it. Well, Brother Flagler just stayed with this dear woman every day, putting the Word of God into her, praying for her, laying hands on her. So Brother Smith and I went on Sunday, and we're going to close the meeting that night. We went and visited with her. He gave his testimony. I gave my testimony. And then we had prayer with her and left. Now, we're getting ready to leave. But Brother Flagler would get up and go down there every morning. We'd of course, he lived on a farm all his life and got up early all his life. We lived in the city and preachers and one thing and another. And so they just told us, just get up and you want to. We slept till later. And so we got up, began to get our stuff together, to pack up to leave. And Sister Flagler happened to look out, and see Brother Flagler coming back up the road. And he's almost running, 72, but he was in a pretty good lope. And as he got closer, she said, something's happened. I don't know whether the lady died or got healed. Something's happened, though, because he's excited. He's running, almost running, really. And as he got close, she said, she kept looking. As he got close, she said, well, she must have got healed the way he's grinning. I mean, boy, his face lit up like a neon sign. And so he told us, he said, well, she's up and out of bed. She'd been bed fast. Every symptom's disappeared. Every pain is gone. And you see, she'd been taking pain medicine for weeks. Why, if she is enough, she'd had a withdrawal problem. But she had no problems whatever. Every symptom's gone. They was expecting, like Brother Flagler said to me, expecting any day for the ambulance to come get her and take her, to the funeral home, prepare her body. That's how low she was. But he said she's completely healed. I mean, every symptom. There's one thing about you can tell them they're all gone, Especially the shape she's in. No strength to nothing. She's up and out of bed. Every symptom disappeared. In fact, dressed and called her husband, waiting for him to come get her, take her home. Yes. Well, just what Brother Flagler said, he had the right thing. He said, I believe it would inspire her faith. He knew how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing by the Word. I've been giving her the Word every day for weeks. I think he said 5 solid weeks every single day. Besides that, she knew something about the Word. She was raised up in Full Gospel Church. And so he said, I believe it would inspire. See, testimonies won't give you faith. They inspire faith. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. And so she told her mother afterwards, she said, she lay there for a while and got to thinking, now those ministers didn't lie about that. They were both raised up from a deathbed. Medical science did just all they could, just like they have with me, done all they can do. Just admitted himself, we've done all we can do, nothing else can be done. They didn't just sit here and lie to me. They are both raised up. Lord, if you did that for them, you can do it for me. Not only you can, but you will, because you're no respecter person. And I just believe it. See, it inspired her. Glory to God. And she told her mother, now in ordinary circumstances, you don't want to do this. But she told her mother, said, just gather up all that medicine, all the painkiller, throw it away. Well, the mother said, honey, that costs money. I mean, it's expensive. I mean, not like it is today, but for the day it was, you know. And so her mother told Brother Flagler, said, you know, said, I never did tell her, but I didn't throw that away. Not all of it, because most expensive I kept, just in case. Now, see, if she'd been operating on her mother's faith, she'd have lost it. No, don't go throwing your medicine away unless you're in that place where you don't need it.
That's right.
Because if throwing your medicine away would heal you, all you'd have to do is throw your medicine away and you'd automatically be healed. But we know plenty of people threw the medicine away and weren't healed. So therefore, throwing your medicine away won't heal you. Right. Amen.
Yes.
See, that's simple enough.
Yes.
But when you do get healed, you won't need it anymore.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you'll know that.
Yes.
I don't know that. So keep taking your medicine until you know it. Well, so-and-so told me, though, that I ought to. Well, don't go by what so-and-so said. Sometimes if you just look at them, you can tell them you ought to go by what they said.
Yeah.
I tell you, you better be convinced of something in your own heart, not what somebody told you. I never told anybody yet to throw away your medicine. I don't know if anybody ever got healed by throwing away the medicine. You get healed first and then throw it away, because you won't need it then.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, God healing you taking medicine, he did me. I mean, I'd got rid of a lot of it because the fifth doctor I had on the case said, son, I wouldn't take some of this thing. He said, I'm a little bit different than other doctors. And I'm sure what one of them was habit farming, because I tell you, boy, for 3 days a night, you talk about a fellow having trouble. I had some problems and I got off it. He said, now take your, they give you mostly digitalis. Well, they still do, don't they, in different form. He said, now if you have to, well, take it. But if you can get by without it, don't even take it. Well, I got healed taking digitalis. But then when I got healed, I didn't need digitalis, so I threw it away. Praise God. So I know God will heal people that are taking medicine. Because
yes.
He did me.
That's good.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled, The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I think we're going to have a bunch of lights.
We are.
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
It's almost Christmas time.
There is concessions. There's all kinds of things that are going to happen.
We're going to turn those Christmas lights on Wednesday, November the 26th.
Yes.
So, hey, I know that many of you come to see the lights, just reminding you about it. You can start making preparation for your trips to come in. They come in here from Arkansas, Kansas,
yes,
Texas, all over the place to see these lights.
Yeah.
They are spectacular.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.